Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am the founder of Accidental Creative and the author of a bunch of books, including The Accidental Creative and the brand new book, Herding Tigers, Be the Leader That Creative People Need, which is all about how to create an environment in which creative teams can thrive. Here on the show, we talk about you and your creative process and some of the hidden dynamics of creating for a living that we have to be aware of if we want to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy all at the same time in life and in work. And on today's show, we're going to talk about a rhythm that I wrote about way back in my book, The Accidental Creative, which came out in 2011. We're going to be talking about something that has been a regular part of my life, and as much as I can help it, the part of every life of everyone I work with, every team I work with as well. And that is the importance of having a regular rhythm of study and stimuli absorption, so that you have lots of dots to connect as part of your creative process. We're going to talk about what that looks like on today's show. Hey, before we jump into that, just a couple of things. First of all, I get emails a lot from people saying, hey, I saw you speak at this conference, or hey, I was at this event, but you know, you probably would never come and spend time with our team or with our company, would you? And of course, my response is, well, let's absolutely talk about it. So it is time for, I guess, year-end company events and, you know, corporate meetings, things of that nature. So if you have an event and would like to explore bringing me in, just visit toddhenry.com/speaking. That's where you can find all the information about my speaking and workshops and other things that we could do for your company. So would love to hear from you there at toddhenry.com/speaking. Also, today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So one of my favorite topics, and we're talking about this again today, is the importance of having rituals of rhythm to help sustain your creativity over time. You need to have regular practices to help you sustain the results that you want to see. And the thing is, creating rituals doesn't just apply to your creativity. If you're a freelancer or you're a small business owner and you don't create rituals around dealing with paperwork and admin, then you're going to have a tough time sustaining your business. FreshBooks knows this all too well. So well, in fact, they've created ridiculously easy cloud accounting software that's perfect for creative pros. And the reason I describe it as perfect for creative pros becomes obvious the minute you try it. You can create and send polished professional invoices effortlessly in about 30 seconds. It's so unbelievably easy. With literally two clicks, you can set yourself up to receive payments online. And they've also added a feature called Proposals, which lets you incorporate your project details, the scope of work, and a timeline right there into your estimate. It's so easy and it's so elegant. It's designed with you in mind. We love FreshBooks at Accidental Creative. Using it makes a huge difference in how we feel about dealing with our day-to-day admin and paperwork, and I know it'll do the same for you. So right now, they're offering an unrestricted 30-day free trial, which means you don't even need a credit card, which is incredibly rare. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about the importance of having a study plan. So Sarah was stuck. She was on a deadline for a project that required her to suggest a marketing strategy for a product that her company believed could improve its position in the marketplace and potentially revolutionize its category. It was a great opportunity for Sarah to show her stuff, but there was one problem. She was drawing a blank. Haven't you been there? We've all been there. No matter what she tried, it seemed that her words were void of the kind of precision and uniqueness that her manager had demanded of her. So uncertain what to do, Sarah began rifling through her small notebook. A few months back, she began a practice of daily study. She would spend about 30 minutes each morning reading or experiencing some kind of media, and about 30 minutes processing it and considering how it might apply to her work. She kept a record of these study times, including articles and books read, videos she watched, and any personal reflections she'd made at the time. Now, it wasn't a line-by-line notes or facts and figures kind of thing, but instead it was more about her impression of the materials. Suddenly, Sarah had an insight. While reviewing her notes on a New Yorker article, she remembered a conversation with a peer about technology and education, and she realized that the conversation had a direct impact on her current project. And after a few more hours of work, she had the breakthrough that she so badly needed. Now, this story is similar to dozens I've heard from organizations that I've worked with, or from individuals who have taken the advice from the Stimuli chapter of The Accidental Creative, which was my 2011 book, and taken that advice to heart. Cultivating a deep well of stimuli from which to cull insights and to apply them to your work is one of the most effective methods I've encountered for setting yourself up to thrive in the create on demand world. And that's what we do. We create on demand. But the reality is, if you want to be creative at a moment's notice, you have to begin far upstream from the moment you need a brilliant idea. A study plan takes effort and measured discipline to implement effectively. You need to ensure that you're spending your time wisely and that you're thinking about application, not just absorption. You're not just reading for the sake of reading. Information is useless without application. We live in an age where we have access to lots of information, but it's the processing, it's the connecting the dots that is incredibly valuable. So I want to give you just a couple of principles related to having a regular study time and how to use that time so that you're setting yourself up to have more dots to connect. See, that's really what we're looking for here. We're trying to figure out, how do we get more dots in our environment that we can connect to form new kinds of patterns, to begin to think more systemically about what's going on in the world around us so that we have better, deeper, more, I guess, wisdom-based ideas. Okay, so the first principle is you want to set a regular time. Now, this sounds obvious, right? But like with anything, you want to be a regular practice. Establishing a dedicated time to study will greatly increase your chances of long-term success. Many people that I know, including myself, find that early morning is the ideal time because it allows you the freedom to explore and to think without the pressures of the day weighing down on you. It's a little harder to do it like 10 in the morning, right? After, you know, you go to a meeting and then you're going to try to block out the rest of the world, probably not going to happen. But early in the day lets you get a good start and lets you sort of block everything out. Some other people prefer the evening right before bed, and that's totally fine. It's totally at your discretion. And others prefer to take a long lunch break, right? Or to maybe sit at their desk or maybe go to a park or something. Regardless of your preferred time, make it a consistent practice and make it non-negotiable. You need to have some regular time set aside in your world for absorbing stimuli, for inspiring yourself. Okay. The second principle related to study time is you're going to dedicate half of the time to absorption and half of the time to application. So the goal of having study time isn't simply to absorb information. Information without application is useless, right? So it's what you're trying to do is figure out how what you absorb might apply to your life and work. And as such, you need to spend about half your time thinking about what you've just read or experienced and considering how it might apply to the problems that you're currently working on. So write your thoughts and observations in a notebook, even if they seem irrelevant or silly. I do this with my iPad Pro. I have a running notebook in my iPad Pro where I write ideas, principles, things that I'm absorbing, crazy reactions to things. You keep them in a place where you can go back and review them. Little prompts and ideas that pop into your head might indicate that there's something happening behind the scenes that you're not consciously aware of yet. You, like Sarah, may only connect the dots months or days or whatever later, right? But you have to spend the time and dedicate the effort to writing your observations down so that you're capturing your immediate response, your immediate thoughts, right? Ideas, even if they seem silly, write them down. And then when you begin your study time, you're going to begin the time, this is the third principle, begin your time by reviewing the previous day's notes or observations or insights, right? Before you dive into your study time, take just a few minutes to review the previous day's notes for any potentially valuable and useful insights and to reground you in the material. This will provide a continuity for your study time from day to day, and it'll lessen the amount of ramp up time needed to get back in the flow. And also what it'll do is it provides layers of insight, right? So even if you're reading something different today than you read yesterday, just reconnecting with what you did yesterday will help you create a kind of layered flow to your study time that will help you feel like you're making progress. And it'll also begin to create an environment in which creative accidents are more likely to happen as insights bump into one another. Okay. The fourth principle is talk to your peers. Make it a practice to share at least once a day something that you observed or something you thought about during your study time. Sharing something increases the likelihood that it'll become part of your longer-term memory, which you want to happen, right? It's why you're doing this. And second, you never know how a seemingly insignificant insight could set off a chain reaction of insights in someone else. So share your thoughts publicly and encourage other people to do the same. And then here's a final note about study time. And this is something that's really important for me because I tend to be the kind of person who does things out of obligation from time to time. Don't do study time out of guilt. Use it as an opportunity to pursue your curiosity, to stoke the fires of your passion, and to read widely and deeply about topics that you find interesting. By simply keeping your mind active, you will increase your systemic thinking ability, and you're also going to begin to notice patterns that were previously overlooked. You begin to see things in your environment that you previously didn't see because you weren't prompting your mind to be looking for those connections. Plus, it's your responsibility to develop and utilize that brilliant, miraculous gray matter that you've been given, the thing that's sitting between your ears, right? So be purposeful about stoking the fires of your imagination and be purposeful in seeking patterns in the world around you. This is the best way to ensure that your mind is actively chasing insight to position yourself to be brilliant when it counts most. These are the principles I want you to apply. Number one, set a regular time. Number two, dedicate half of that time to absorption and half of it to application. Number three, begin your time by reviewing the previous day's notes. Number four, talk to your peers on a daily basis about what you're seeing, noticing, insights you're having. Share broadly, share widely, and encourage them to do the same. And then finally, don't let it get boring. Feed your curiosity. Use your time of study to stoke the fire of your curiosity and be purposeful. If you want something done, you need to build a ritual around it. And this is one of the most important rituals you will ever build. All right, we'd love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address, or you can reach me at accidentalcreative.com/contact. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.